Dakota Hotline is here. I'm a little emotional right now. I'm gonna save my emotions for later because I'll probably go to my bathtub this evening and cry. God, I'm so nervous. People, nobody.
Confident, and that was kind of cheesy. Let me say it over.
I have to answer a question about confidence, and I'm nervous right now because I know I'm posing on Hoda Hotline. My first question actually came from somebody who inspired me to do this. Shout out to Gona. She actually sent me a voice note about this, and she emailed me as well asking this question on our hello@hodahotline.com. Gona's question was, how do you stay confident all the time? Like, what is confidence? It's like feeling like in the moment that you can do something, but everyone can do anything that they want to do. I think it's really interesting because when she asked me that question, I thought to myself, am I confident all the time? Do I come off as confident all the time? Because I'm definitely not. Confidence is a mindset, but it's also a lot of pretend. Like, that's just the reality. And if I think about some of the people that I admire the most, I know for a fact, especially like, you know, having gone through my career, having met many different people, having experienced, you know, many people in very intimate situations, I know that nobody is confident all the time. The biggest superstars are very nervous sometimes before they get on the stage, even though they've done, you know, things multiple times. You know, of course, practice makes you more confident, and that's something that's very important to remember. But nobody, whoever you watch out there who's pretending like they are confident, it's something. They might be pretending. Like me right now, I'm so nervous because this is the beginning of Hoda Hotline. I know later on I'll be much better at speaking my mind, but before I hit record, I was so good. And it's not that I lack confidence in who I am, it's just my ideas are going out there for the world. This is new for me. I also feel like there's a part of confidence that where it's like a lot of overthinking that can kill confidence. Things that kill confidence, overthinking. Don't do it. I was definitely overthinking when I first started this video. See, I'm getting the hang of this already. I'm starting to feel more confident as I'm shooting this. Like, I'm talking about this and I'm not overthinking it. I think it's also really important when it comes to confidence to like know what you want. And sometimes it's actually hard to figure out like, what do I want? But the sooner that you figure it out, the more power you have behind everything you do. And I remember when I was trying to figure out what career I wanted to go into, you know, I was fired. When I was in finance, I lost my job and I was so confused what I wanted to do. I'm talking about life choices, but even like simple things like, what do you want to eat? What do you want to wear? What are you interested in at the moment? Find out what you like, or equally find out what you don't like. I also think there's some things that can really help you with your confidence as well. I was always called weird as a kid and it really used to bother me a lot. You know, I grew up in the South in Tennessee around people who did not look like me. Nobody looked like me. People looked like very different from me and I definitely stood out. I felt like an alien. And the thing about that was, you know, kids would call me weird. I think at some point, even my teacher, one of my teachers, my second grade teacher, she called me weird and that really hurt my feelings. For the longest time, I didn't own it and I actually let it like hold me back a little bit. I was like, oh no, like if I know people, I need to be careful not to be too close to them because then they're gonna find out I'm weird and you know, like whatever. And when I got older, somebody who I'm still very close to, they told me I was weird. And then I was like, oh my God, shit, they found out I'm weird. And I was like, yeah, I'm weird. They looked at me and they were like, you're weird. And I was like, ugh. I had like all of these memories of everything coming back from second grade, from like all the kids on the playground calling me weird. And I asked this person who said it to me, I was like, yeah, I am weird. Like, yeah, that's true. Is that okay? And they said to me, yeah, it's cool. And I was like, wait a second, it's cool. And from that point on, I owned my weird. And I think that's a big part of confidence. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to fit into the status quo, but you need to own who you are. If you're awkward, I see awkward people all the time and I love awkward people. I think they're so cool, but it's important to own it. If you're weird, own your weirdness. Being weird is cool. If you're boring, if you think you're quote unquote boring, own that you're boring. Own what you are. Be unapologetic about it. And I know it's easier said than done, but start to say that. Like, I claim now that I'm weird. Like, I go into these social situations and I always tell people, like, as soon as I'm going in, like, I'm super weird. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And the more that I say it, the more that I celebrate it, the more that I feel confident about being weird or different or whatever it is. Or if I'm boring, I'm gonna say, hey, you know what? I'm boring. I'm plain Jane. I also think that's super cool to own it. Whatever it is, own it. It just adds this like element of like confidence to your aura. And then people start to feel like you're confident because you said it, but it starts with like a simple thing. The more that you have done the work on knowing what you want, owning who you are, and building that mindset to really being a confident person. I don't think there's any one thing that, you know, gives you confidence. I think it happens over time. The best way to start being confident is to start practicing now. Confidence like Rome, it was not built in a day. And the more you do it, the better you're gonna become at it. And trust me, take it from my own experience, you will get there in the end.